That's right. Some takeouts on stories we want you to stay on top of this week. And, of course, we've been following health care, speaking about who's covered and who's not in the Senate bill there with Todd Zwillick at the top of the hour. But we decided to send Femi Okeh on a takeout investigation to find voices other than the ones you see in the cable news boxes or the town meetings,
screaming,
all the news
yelling.
Footage. So what'd you find?
I went to a very diverse area of Brooklyn, and I went to the basement of a bar in Brooklyn. And it's a very mixed area, very mixed racially, very mixed in terms of income as well. And in that basement were 150 people crammed together. What was unusual, we didn't see in the town halls from earlier on this summer, all young people between the ages of 18, 19 and 30 years old.
Talking about healthcare?
They're talking about healthcare reform and in a specific style. They were doing it in slam poetry or spoken word style. So we're basically talking poetry addressing the healthcare debate. You may be thinking, how on earth do you do that? So let me introduce you to Jafrasi Peralta. She's 19 years old, and she went up to the open mic a couple of weeks ago.
You just lost your job, so you no longer have a budget for health, so yours plummets. Add pills on top of bills on top of pills, and it kills us. See, in America, healthcare is more of like a business, and the youth got the shorter end of the stick. Just old enough so my insurance company split, and now I have to reapply, and God forbid that I get sick within that time, because all of my grandmother's home remedies just slip my mind.
Who is she speaking to there?
She's speaking to other people in the audience, young people like herself, and also talking about her experience. Now, Jafrasi's grandfather got very sick. Unfortunately, he died earlier on this year. He went to the Dominican Republic to get healthcare treatment because he couldn't afford to get it done here in the United States. So a lot of people there who wanted couldn't afford it. So it's their stories that illustrated perhaps why we need healthcare, why they need healthcare reform.
Who else did you meet?
I also spoke to James. He's 19 years old. He's a slam poet. And he talked about his community and the area that he lives in and why people are so sick there.
North America raised me in the hood, where AIDS lives in neglected bone marrow buildings, where nervous citizens ride and walk around strapped with KFC snackers. Who needs drive-by shootings when we have diabetes?
Well, he's identifying something that the Obama administration is very focused on, obesity, childhood diabetes, serious problems in urban areas all over the United States.
And also in this town hall, there were flyers. It was very political. An organization called Generation H actually organized it, a healthcare organization who were trying to make people more educated. So there were lots of information, people could get information. But it was the poetry, the way that the debate was actually dispersed in that basement in Brooklyn that made people really, really upset. People were crying. They were talking about their personal circumstances. One woman had two surgeries. She's 20 years old. Her name is Nina Skay, and she owes $100,000. She said to me, Femi, I'm never going to own a house. I'm just going to pay off my surgeries for the rest of my life. When I came back, I was so moved. I spoke to Todd Zwillick, who's our Washington correspondent, and I said, well, Todd, why are these people doing this? Because who's going to listen to them? And he said to me, it's not too late. Actually, now is a really good time to talk to your representatives. You can actually call the Capitol Hill switchboard and actually talk to your representatives, because now is when they're making
poetry slam the Capitol.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me leave you with one more voice. This is Dina. She's 24 years old. She'd love to have health care, but she can't afford it. She works in the hotel industry. And when she started to sing, the whole audience got goosebumps.
If I was a rich girl, la 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 la, said I'd have all the money in the world if I was a wealthy girl.
Town meeting, voices from a basement in Brooklyn, Fort Greene, Brooklyn, part of the healthcare debate, a takeout from our own Femi. Okay, thank you, Femi.
You're very welcome.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.